Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back. Rolling along here from KeyBank on a game day. It's Sabres and Canes tonight. Again, 6 p.m. start time. TNT with the telecast. It can be heard here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Were you paying attention when we were speaking with Rasmus and I said I had something to tell you about the selections?
Yes, I was.
I voted for you.
You did? Okay. Well, that's... I didn't vote for myself. I didn't vote
Shana
for myself.
Shana Goldman would call this recency bias.
Yes.
Based on the fact that I see you every day. But I think your body of work was obviously much larger than Hasek's.
Yes.
In this quarter century, with almost three times as many games played, more than double the wins, and still a very significant impact organizationally. So just so you know, I wanted to share that.
I appreciate that.
And let the
that.
Criticisms come my way from
so,
those that don't agree with
Q it. On X, that is like some letters, Q on X, he says, well, I should have put a hashtag ahead of Miller. Let's remember, it's a quarter century team. So it's from 2000 to 2024. And Dominik Hasek only played 93 games in that time frame. Mm. He only had 51 wins. Like Miller at 264 wins with 540 games in that time frame. Like, that's a big difference. So, no, Hasek didn't belong on the first team All-Star in a quarter century. Now, I still believe that even if he only played 93 games, Dominik Hasek was dominant in 93 games. So that's why I put him as a second team All-Star. But I really appreciate your consideration for my name being thrown into the hat there. You're probably the only one since I didn't make the list, so thank you, Duffer.
Maybe the others who voted will divulge with authenticity to make sure we know the full spectrum of voting here.
But somebody's asking, where's Tim Connelly? Michael's asking, where's Tim Connelly on the list? And that was a very, very tough decision. Mm-hmm. Just like when we ask last week, the week before, our shootout list, yep, starting lineup. Mm-hmm. My first thought is Tim Connelly's got to be in there. And then I look back and I'm like, wait a second. Tim Connelly didn't have a lot of success in shootouts. So I'm like, oh, he had the skills and everything. He was flashy. But even when you look at the point totals, if you're just looking at point totals, you're like, well, Derek Roy has a lot more points than him. Maxime Fenneganov. Like, you look at some of those numbers. So Tim Connelly, obviously the injuries slowed his probably production, mm-hmm, but you have to consider all that. So I think he was just on the outside looking in that one.
Sabres Canes tonight. Buffalo is looking up in the chase for playoff, mm-hmm, positions. Last night in the NHL, man, some drama for sure. Columbus wins again on home ice. They do so in a shootout. Washington wins again. Boston wins again. They take advantage of a Tampa team that chose to not play Braden Point because he missed a team meeting, so he was healthy scratched. The Islanders, of course, came home. I say of course. They laid an egg at home after winning their road trip, going 3-0 out there. The Islanders have been shut out a league-high six times this year, tied with Nashville and New Jersey. The Rangers picked up a point but blew the game in Colorado. Philadelphia had a chance to win in Columbus, didn't do it. They lost in the shootout.
Yep.
Pittsburgh was all over Seattle until the third period, and the 2-1 lead disappeared. And now it would appear that Tristan Jarry's tenure in Pittsburgh has disappeared as well. He's got 3 years to go on his contract after this season. He is going to be put on waivers, Marty, at 2 p.m. today, as Pittsburgh somehow blew the game against Seattle, lost 4-2, and have one win in their last eight.
So when the Pittsburgh Penguins decided to re-sign Tristan Jarry, they actually let him walk to free agency. He explored a little bit of free agency, and then they re-signed him, and they gave him that contract. And it was a big question mark. But really, the question and the answer was, who else is out there? Who else are the Pittsburgh Penguins going to get to be able to play at a high level? And the answers were, well, there's not a lot of guys out there, I guess. Maybe when you look internally for Pittsburgh, so they decide to re-sign Tristan Jarry. It was not a good showing last night. It started with Chandler Stephenson's shorthanded goal. It went through him in a weird way.
Second shot of the game.
Yeah.
And there's been so much talk about
Pittsburgh was out shooting Seattle by a ton. And they're up 2-1 after two periods. And the Jamie Oleksiak goal, it was a terrible defensive zone coverage by Pittsburgh. But as the goaltender, you're the last line of defense. You got to come up with a save here and there. Mm-hmm. And Jarry looked like he was off angle, off centered. I don't know what it was, but Oleksiak had a wide open net to put it in. That didn't look good. I feel bad for Tristan Jarry, but we've seen it happen in the National Hockey League. We've seen goaltenders, you know, Cal Peterson, mm-hmm. Not the body of work of Tristan Jarry, but making a lot of money in the minors. Why? Because teams are like, okay, we got to move on and do something else.
Well, but that's the next question: is how do they move on? Like,
well, Blomqvist earlier in the season that played
right.
for him, Nedeljkovic played, and they're in the playoff race. So you're looking at, okay, well, mm-hmm. maybe they're the ones that go after John Gibson now, because Gibson is a Pittsburgh guy and like mm-hmm. native, and maybe that's the logical thing. Is saying, okay, maybe they even send Tristan Jarry to Anaheim to back up, you know, Lucas Dostal, and
yeah.
that's an easy. Make a match, right? Okay, match.com, boom, there it is. There's a match between two teams.
Are you sponsored now by them?
Nope.
Okay. Jarry, for the record, has an .886 save percentage. Nedeljkovic, also .886. And Blomqvist, when he was up .904, he went 3-5, but his goals against was higher than each of the other two. That's why I phrased the question to you, like, well, what do they do now? Because if they are, and they are, technically, because they're only 4 points
yeah.
behind Columbus, if they're staying in the race, which they have to do based on how the roster is constructed, with still, you know.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Term for a number of veteran players, like they're not waving a white flag here with Crosby, Malkin, Letang, etc. on their roster. So, yeah, I think you're right here.
Three years at $5.35 million for Jarry, and 2 years at $6.4 million for John Gibson.
Seems like a bit of a wash, right?
Yeah, because at the end of the day, it's $15 million compared to $12 million or so.
Yeah.
Over years, like it just. But does Anaheim want to? Like
they'll take a sweetener, but then
that's the
right?
thing. Yeah, I think you need to put a sweetener from Pittsburgh to make that happen.
So it's a fascinating development. I'm again,
I'm going to start that rumor right now. I'm going to put it on X.
Seattle was so poor coming into here. They somehow rebounded to win the game. Then they were not good.
Nope.
And most certainly didn't get good goaltending the next day against Detroit, and looked like they were headed for another loss last night.
Yeah.
And they pull out that game.
They did get good goaltending again.
They did. From Joey DeCord was very good, yes, in the wake of what has been a real, again, tough stretch for
Philip. And you talk about the Islanders and the Senators quickly. Levi Marilainen, with the Ottawa Senators.
3-0.
3-0. Played really well. Anton Forsberg was the one against the Sabres that got the loss, and played well, but Marilainen has played well. And so,
two shutouts in the three games.
Ottawa is the best team in the NHL through 40 minutes. They have 12 times this year blanked their opponent through 40 minutes.
Wow.
And, you know, so obviously that puts you in a good position. And if the Ottawa Senators can get goaltending by Marilainen and waiting for Ullmark to get healthy again, then they're definitely a team that is going to be in the picture.
Again,
right,
look at the standings. Like, this is unreal how much tighter it got just last night in the Eastern Conference. I mean,
Columbus they are so fun. And obviously yesterday, Zach Werenski with a couple of goals, now is tops in most categories when it comes to defensemen, goals and assists, goals and points, and a couple of goals. And Kirill Marchenko on the shootout, he did what I like to call the Pat Coletta.
Mm-hmm.
So you come in, and they call it the fire poker, where you just kind of give it the little flick of the wrist, and we show it on MSG, but he just, you know, goes a backhand one-hand 5-0. Pat Coletta used to try that in practice all the time. That was the Coletta move. But, yeah, the Flyers had a good game. But Columbus has something going on, especially at home, that are very, very exciting. And they keep winning, and they keeping themselves in the race.
There's only one player in the NHL who's 3-for-3 in shootouts this year. It's Columbus's Kent Johnson, who started the proceedings last night, and then Marchenko delivers after having the game-tying assist on Werenski's second goal of the game in the final 5 minutes of the third period. Marchenko then delivers the fire poker, which was preceded in Columbus Blue Jackets history by Alexander Texier. And
Multiple times.
So it's really cool. Here's one thing that really blew me away about Werenski's home heroics this year. He's riding a 17-game home point streak that has not been done by an NHL defenseman since Ray Bourque in 1993. Folks, this is for Bourque a couple of years before he would star at his own All-Star game at then Fleet Center in Boston. Mm. It's still 8 years before he would eventually win the Stanley Cup with Colorado. Like, we're going back a long time to see a defenseman have this kind of consistent home impact, like what Werenski is doing right now. And he is all business. It is the speed burst last night that showed the separation when he took it basically on a turnover inside his team's own line and, you know, went through the Flyers defense right at his own blue line, and then just took off. I mean, it is.
I was wondering if that was when Ray Bourque was still only wearing the number 7, but he's changed in 1988. So that's 5 years after going from 7 to 77.
That's so wild.
But it's wild to think that we get to go back 32 years now for somebody to have done that.
When you consider all the great defensemen we have talked about since then. Yes. So it's amazing. Columbus is in a spot. The Eastern Conference, though,
if Boston had lost last night, then it would be Ottawa and Columbus.
But here's what's interesting. John Cooper, you imagine how he felt having to scratch Braden Point?
Yeah.
But he said the rules are the rules. They've been there in his tenure, obviously, in Tampa, and certainly for most teams across the league. If you miss a team meeting, there are repercussions. They were playing the team directly behind them in the standings that they're in a battle for third place with in the division. And Boston ended up rolling them to a certain extent based on a couple of empty netters, and it turns into a lopsided score. So now you wake up this morning. You didn't play Point last night. You've got 49 points. Boston has 49 points. And this is where it gets super interesting for the teams in the Atlantic, because you're not just chasing the two wildcard spots.
No.
You're chasing the Tampa spot. You're chasing Boston. Columbus is in there, but Ottawa and Montreal and Detroit are right behind. Detroit, of course, it had to come to an end at some point. San Jose got them last night, ended their win streak at 7. So So, you know, these are the turning of events last night.
And Montreal, who is sixth in the Atlantic Division, is 3 points away from third in the division.
That's exactly with a, another huge win last night against
another
Utah.
Another huge win. Another unbelievable performance from Lane Hutson with three assists. Kirby Dach with a couple of goals. Patrick Laine has 10 goals now. He scored his first even-strength goal, but it's still in the same location where he scored all of his goals from the left circle on a one-timer. Montreal responding in Utah last night. But, yeah, you look at the teams. You look at the Columbus Blue Jackets, the Ottawa Senators, the Montreal Canadiens. Detroit loses a tough one because then Detroit would have been right in there in that same conversation. So, yeah, there's the Atlantic Division is like just stacked with teams in the middle there that could be up and down a couple of spots anytime.
We want you to experience Sabres hockey from closer than ever before. You can now enter to win four tickets to an upcoming game and a chance to watch pregame warmups from the penalty box. Visit sabres.com/pregame to enter today. We'll wrap Sabres Live after this. Stay with us.